Zvachim Perek Yudal Mishnah Dalet. From here, Be'ez Hashem, until the end of the Masechta, we're going to be dealing not so much with the details of the Isser and when there's a Chiv Koris, etc., of Shchita V'Halob B'Chutz, but we're dealing with the definition of the Chutz itself. Chutz what? So we keep on saying Chutz Me'Azorah. However, Klal Yisrael didn't start out in Azorah in Yerushalayim Me'er HaKodesh on the Harabayis. There's a whole history of hundreds of years where Klal Yisrael served the Rebbeinu Shlom, and the Mokam HaMiyud LeKabonis was not over there. So what exactly are the confines, and when is there an Isser that Kabonis can't be brought outside that Mokam HaMiyud, and when not, that's called Heter Bomis. That's what we have to learn about now. And the Mishnah starts, Ad Shalehukam HaMishkon Hoyu HaBomis Mutorois V'Avoyde B'Bchoyrois. Until the Mishkon, the famous line that's quoted often, until the Mishkan, so we're talking about over here, before Klal Yisrael had a Mokam HaMiyud. When there's no Mokam HaMiyud to bring Karbonos, obviously there can't be an Isser on not bringing it in the right place. There is no right place. So Mishnah says, we're talking over here pre-Vasu L'Migdash V'Shachanti V'Soicham. So any place a person would want to bring a Karbon, who's the somebody, says the Klal Yisrael Pasha Shmois, they brought Karbonos. They were in the time they brought Karbonos. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Paru, we're going to take them out, they're going to be Zevech. They're going to be Zevech, Kabonis, Lashem, Lekehem. Where are they going to be Makav Kabonis? Don't be Makav Kabonis, they'll make a Boma. What's a Boma? A Boma was a place that was set up to bring a carbon, like a Mizbech. It doesn't have any real prerequisites. A person can build Belosh and Chazal, the Gemara brings. It's a Tesefta, really. Al Gag Besoy, Oy Pesach Chatzere, Oy Ginosoy. Any place. And it doesn't have any prerequisites in terms of architecture, what it has to look like. There's actually, the term is used, the Boma Ketana, which is the way we just described it, anywhere and anyhow. And then there's something called the Boma Gedoyla. A Boma Gedoyla was when there was not a Mokam Miyud, Lamamish like a Beis HaMikdosh, but the Mizbeach that was to be bought, that the Korbanos were to be brought on, has to have a Tzura of the Mizbeach, the way we're familiar with it. It has to have the Din of Ribui, Rubas, that it's perfectly square. It has to have a kevish up. It has to have a yesoid on the bottom chelik, and the top chelik with the four kronos. So we're talking over here about a very early period in Klal Yisrael's history, before there was a Mishkan at all. And the Mishnah says also, Vavoyde Babchoyrois. That's what it says by the Kabbonis that were brought by Har Sinai. It says, Vayishlach Esnari B'nei Yisrael, then the Pashas Mishpatim, the Kabbonis of Matan Torah. Is Vayishlach Nari Ibn Yisrael Vayalu Oilus Noorim Ad Bechoyrois. As I say, take a look at the Rav over here. So Memela, there was no din of Kehanim, there was no din of a Mokam HaMiyud where the Korban should be brought. The Gemara has to deal with the fact that in the Parsha of Kabbalah Sater, it says V'gam HaKehanim HaNigoshim Al Hashem Yiskadoshu, to bring Karbonis, and the Shaila is, who were the Kehanim? Because before Matan Torah, there was no Mishkan. So the way the Mefarshim say, it has to come out that the Kehanim over here refer to those that are Miyud to do the Avodah. At that point in history, it was Bechiris. That's what you're going to have to say. When did the Bechiris lose their Avodah? It's commonly understood, and it comes from Chazal, that Avodah was Nitlam and Abechiris by Chetor Egel. And that was actually several months before HaKamas HaMishkan. So what would have been in those few months between the Chet HaEgel and the Mishkan, which was months later, after the Luchos Shniyos, if somebody would want to bring a Karbon, who would be makriv it? Who would be makter it? L'chayra, if it was already taken away by Chet HaEgel, so then you would say Kehanim. But the Kehanim were not in the Skadish until Aaron Ubonov went through the process of Shivis Me'meluim. So exactly who would bring the Karbon? One shita is to say the Gemara discusses this on Kuf Tezvav. One mahalach is to say that even though it sounds like the Hiskatchus of Aaron Ubonov, described in Pashas Tetzave, and Pashas Tzav, and Pashas Shmini, was after Matan Torah and after Luchos Shniyos, it's possible that the Hiskatchus of Aaron Ubonov was before Matan Torah, Shavei B'Chiddush, because the Chayra we have on the record that the Hiskatchus of the Kehanim, Moshe Rabbeinu, tells Shevet Levi that they're niskadish from the fact that they were mizaris, v'horgu ishes ochiv, that they didn't give in to the rest of Klal Yisrael by cheto egel. So Mel, the other mahalach over here is the same. This comes from Rishonim. It's in the Medrash Rabbah and Bamidbar. Rashi seems to be mentioned this way in Pashas Bamidbar, is that the avodah was nitlan b'chayos b'zman cheto egel. However, it was taken away only from the other shvatim. Ruvain, Shimon, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvul, and so on. But not from Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi was given the role of nobility in Klal Yisrael for their role in preventing the spread of Chet HaEgel. Thereafter, Mitoich Shevet Levi, Aaron Ubonim with the Skadish, that already took place later on. And you see that Moshe Rabbeinu was part of Shevet Levi. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who was Makiv. As I stated in Furush and Chazal, the Chivis Mimiluim, Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who was Omid Lashoros and he brought Karbonis. So what happened? Aaron Ubonim were then Nivchab Bim Koimoi, and they became for all time, they're the sole Mevi'im, Maktirim, and so on. Oivdim. So that's what the Mishnah is talking about over here, Atshel Lehukam HaMishkon. Now, we mentioned that there's a Boma G'doylo and a Boma K'tana. Boma K'tana has no specifications in terms of location and architecture. Boma G'doylo does. L'maisa, not all Karbonis, even when there was a Het to Bomas, could be brought on a Boma K'tana. Which Karbonis would be able to be brought? Only Karbonis that a person could bring that are Nidorim v'Nidom, that he could bring of his own volition. That means an Oila Nishlamim would be allowed to be brought by anybody on any when there was a Heter Bomois. We'll see when there was in history that Heter Bomois, but would be able to be brought an Oila Nishlamim because Oila Nishlamim could be brought b'Nidom. However, a Chatos and Oshom can be brought. So Chatos and Oshom were never allowed to be brought in an arbitrary type of Mizbeach that was made, even b'shas at the bombs. Let's say you have in the Haftarah Mocha Chodesh, where Shaul HaMelech is talking to Yonison about a Zevach that will be brought, Pashas of Karban. Pashas, it was being brought in Shaul HaMelech's house, and there was another Karban that would be brought by David's family in Beis Lechem. We're talking about a Het HaBomos. So what Karban are we talking about? We're talking about Elo Shlom. Over there it says it would be eaten, so we're talking about a Shlom. That was the standard Karban. But not a Chatzah Oshem. Chatzah Oshem had to be brought by a Bama G'doyla. We'll have to see where those Bama G'doylas were. There is an interesante, Mefosh Mavi HaMetzayin, interesante Nidoin, Machlokes Tanoim. There are Karbonis that are not Nidorim V'Nidovim, but they are Oilus Ushlam. Namely, the Karbonis of a Nozer. Shimshin was a Nozer. Where could his Karbonis be brought? It's a moot point because Shimshin was not a Nozir when there was a Het HaBomos. But again, now we'll have to see when and where. So now the Mishnah went through the first period in Yiddish history, Ad Sheleh Hukam HaMishkon. Shehukam HaMishkon, when the Mishkon was designated, built, Aaron HaBonim are now the Kahanim. Nesu HaBomos V'Avoydeh B'Kahanim. We now have a designated person, people, and a place that Karbonis have to be brought. And there's a chiv chorus. If it's brought by the wrong person, chiv misi b'dei shemayim, if it's brought by a zar, chiv chorus, if it's brought outside that mokim hamiyud. Nesu habomois v'avoyde b'kayanim. Kotche kadoshim necholim lefnim min akloim. What was the mokim where it had to be brought? In the azara, in the chotzer. B'losh natayu. We don't call the azara in the chumish, we call it the chotzer. Oil moid. It's not inside, but it's in the chotz oil moid. Kotche gadoshim were eaten lefnim min aklaim. We know that kotche gadoshim have to be eaten nazar. So this is the lashon that we have going back to Perkeis Mukayim lefnim min aklaim, the outside walls around the chotz of the Mishkan. Kotchim kalim b'chol machniso. We have a problem. Kotchim kalim for all time, first base amigdash, second base amigdash, the place that was miyuid for achilas kotchim and achilas ma'aser sheni was within the chaimis Yushalayim. What happened at the period of time, the first 800 years of Klal Yisrael being? Sorry, it's not 800 years. 800 years plus is the amount of time from when Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael until Churban Bayis Rishon. Kaminyan v'noshamtem, Rashi says in Parshas Va'eschanon. However, the period of time from Yetzias Mitzrayim is where we just started discussing now until Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash was 480 years. So take off a number of years while the Beis HaMikdash was being built, and a number of years of David HaMelech's life before he designated that place in Yerushalayim, until the mokim where kabanos were to be brought and eaten were within the Chaimis Yerushalayim. So where was it designated? We're talking about a period of 450 years plus. So what was the mokim? B'chol Machne Yisrael. At the first period in Klai Yisrael's history, which is in the Midbar, there was a Mishkan, and all of Klai Yisrael encamped around the Mishkan. There was a Chotzer, there's a Chutz Min HaKloim, and then there's a Machna, a place that has Kedusha. All of the Machna was a Mokum HaShor HaShkin, it all has the status of Yerushalayim. Kachem Kalim B'chol Machne Yisrael. Mishnehe continues the same idea. Bo La Gilgal, this is when Klai Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, they crossed the Yarden, led by Yeshua Ben Nun, after the 40 years in the Midbar. They shtel davek, they were kever the oil moed by Gilgal. Gilgal is a place near Yericho. They did not build a proper Mishkan. They made a very temporary structure. The Mishkan was there during the years of Kivush Eretz Yisrael and Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, the 14 years of leadership of Yeshua Ben Nun. Bola Gilgal, Vuhutru Abamis. Since there was no centralized, the idea over here is when there's a Mokim Yud that's centralized and that Mokim has the kvius of the Mokum of Ashuras Ashkenu, there's no head to Bomis. Gilgal happened to have been the place where they put the Mishkan, but it wasn't really a centralized place. It was a place, not the place. And therefore, the halach is, the Torah was Matir Bomis. Kotche Kadoshim was Nechon Lefnim and Akloim. Again, there was the same Chotzer of Yerios. It was the same structure that was in the Midbar. Went in, led by Yeshua Ben Nun, they set it up in Gilgal. So the Kodesh Gadoshim Nechon Lefnim and Akloim, what's the Kodesh Kalim? Has to be in a Mokum HaShur HaSashkin. The Mokum HaShur HaSashkin was no longer the Machne Yisrael. They were ready in Eretz Yisrael. So what was it? The Mishnah says, B'chol Mokum. There was no Machne Yisrael. They were in Eretz Yisrael. They were spread out all four corners of Eretz Yisrael as they were settling the land. So what's the B'chol Mokum? With literally with no limitation? The answer is yes. When there was a Heter Bomis, there was no centralized location. There was a central Mokum where the Kobanis of the Tzibur, the Avodah of Yom Kippur, the Kobanis HaTzibur, the Korban Tumah, and so on, was brought every day. That was brought by that centralized place. Chatois and Hashomis had to be brought to Gilgal. But there was a Heter Bomis, and there was no limitation on a Mokum of Achilas Kotchum Kalim. That would be eaten with Chol Mokum. The Mishnah continues, Bo L'Shiloi. When they got to Shiloh, after 14 years, they were Keveya, the Klai Yisrael got together, this is in Yeshua Perek Yud Ches, and they were Keveya Shiloh. Shiloh is a city within the Nachla of Shevet Ephraim, and this is clear, because I'll talk about this in many places, that the first Mokum of Ashur Sashchina had to be Bechelke Shel Yosef. It's similar to the idea that when the Geulo Asida comes, preceding Malchus Beis David is Malchus of Yosef. Mashiach ben Yosef comes before Mashiach ben David. The same way we have in Pashat Vayigash. There's the Malchus of Yosef and then Vayigash Yehuda Elov. Klal Yisrael came to Mitzrayim, led by Yehuda. As Yehuda Sholach Lefon of Goishno. There's a Malchus of Yehuda that came after the Malchus of Yosef. So there's Shiloh, which was a Mokum HaShur HaShkena of Yosef. Thereafter followed by Yerushalayim. But that's a few steps ahead. Bo L'Shiloi, they were conveying that as the Mokoim, and they were led by Yeshua Ben Nun, who was from Ephraim. So the Mokoim was set up over there. This is what the Pasuk says, Ki Loi Bosem Ad Oto, the Pasuk in Parashas Rei, El Amenucha Vel Anachlo. There's a place that's a Mokoim HaShur HaSashkina that's called Menucha, and there's a place called Nachlo. Those two places, the Mokum HaShur HaSashkina was centralized, and no korbanos were able to be brought anyplace else. There was no head to bomos. Shiloh as well was a centralized location. And therefore, when they came to Shiloh, Nesru HaBomos, Lahayasham Tikra, there was no ceiling. It wasn't a proper building, a proper structure. Elabayashal Avonim Lamaton, there was somewhat of a kriyas in the sense that it was built. Avonim wasn't just curtains. And the Bayesh HaLavonim was Milamaton. What does Milamaton mean? The Yerios Milamalon. What that means is that it wasn't just the Kroshim, there was a Binyan Kavua, but the Ksolim of the binyan kavua was the mice only the walls below, and over it there was only the urea soil. That was the top of it. So it was a semi-permanent structure. Chazal had an interesting makar, is that in one place in Sefer Shmuel, it's called Beis Hashem Shila, it was a bayis. In Tehillim, it's called Vayitesh Mishkan. Mishkan is a place of hashro, but not permanent, not a bayis. So what is it? Was it a bayis or was it a Mishkan? Teretz says it was both. It was semi-permanent. The ureas of the Mishkan in Shiloh was the same ureas that covered the Mishkan Bamidbar, but the Kloim weren't there. That was already Shalavoni. This is all, by the way, Al Pi Ruach HaKodesh. Shmuel HaNavi, the G'dolei Olam of the first 400 years of Klal Yisrael's history, had Benavua had to set this up. So the Mishnah now adds that the pasuk that we just said, Kilebosim Arato El Anachla El Amenucha, is that this Mokim Ashur Sashkina was not the final Nachla, wasn't the final Mokim, but it was a place. It was a mokum ashur sashkina, v'hi hoisim menucha. The pasuk says kilei basa ad nachla menucha. The het bamus is when you're not, when the mishkan is not el nachla menucha. This was menucha. The zenis bamus. Kotchim gadoshim therefore nechol lufnim menakloim. Same. Kotchim kalim u'maisi sheni b'chol haroy. This is something new. What was the mokum? It was set up in Shiloh. The city of Shiloh was the mokum of ashur sashkina. But there wasn't a choyma. The choyma is around Yerushalayim. That defines the kedusha of the Mokum Lagabi Kotchim Kalam and Maaseh Sheni. In Shiloh, it was Bechol Aroy. Chazal actually learns out the same Pasha and Pasha Re'ei of Heter Bamas. And Issa Bamas says, Yishom Lechom and Taloy Lasecho, Bechol Mokum HaShatira. There was a Zman with the definition of the Mokum HaShuot HaShkinim. Lagabi Kotchim is Bechol Mokum HaShatira. Chazal understand that this is referring to the Tkufa of Shiloh, which by the way stretched for hundreds of years, because it was 14 years after Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael. Remember that the Bayis Rishon was dedicated 480 years, we just said over the Pasuk, after Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we have a period of 40 years in the Midbar, another 14 years is 54 years, a number of years before Shlomo HaMelech dedicated the bayis was the years of the building and when David HaMelech made Yerushalayim, so take off another 10 years. 470 minus 54 is more than 400 years. So Shiloh was a mokum miyuid for Ashur HaSashkina more than 400 years. Ad kedei kach, Rashi and Pashto Vayigash said that Binyamin and Yosef cried on each other's shoulders. Yosef cried for the destruction of the Mizbeach that would be in Yerushalayim. That was Bechelk Shemin Yamin. Yes, we said that's Bechelk Shemin Yehuda, but Lamai said it was part of the Mizbech, that Shayich, or the Mokum HaMizbech in Yerushalayim, was a thin stretch that was Shayich to Bin Yamin, alluded to in the Pesukim in Pashas Vayichi and Pashas Vayisabrocha, that Bin Yamin has that Tzchir, that he's Ushbezichna Deshchinta, in the Chelek Yehuda, he had that Chelek HaMizbech, and the Achilas Kobonis is done Bechelkoi. And Binyamin cried for the destruction of the Ashur HaSashkina by Shiloh, eventually Ayideh the Plishtim, in the days of Eli HaKoyen. Just add one more thing. The Rav pointed out in the previous Mishnah, the Mishnah Hay, the fact that there's a Heter Bamos, even after it was a Nisa Bamos, Klal Yisrael comes into Eretz Yisrael, for 14 years when the Mishkan is Bagilgal, even after Tkufas HaMishkan, in the Midbar when there was a Issa Bamos, now there's a Heter. After Shiloh, we'll see him in Hashem the next Mishnah, there'll also be, now there's no Mokoim, so there'll be a Heter Bamos. The Gemara brings the Pasuk, the Rav quotes it, Ishish mi beis Yisrael ashe yishchat, this is the Pasuk of Shkut Echutz, where's the Issa? By Machne, ashe yishchat michutz la Machne, v'pesach le'omoyed le'evioi. The Torah defines two criteria. There's a din that it has to be brought, a carbon has to be brought, al pesach le'omoyed, one. And then there's a definition of the shechita being b'machne oya sheyishchat michutz la'machne. The Torah gives a criteria called machne. Now, l'chayah, the machne refers to the machne in the Midbar. But when there was an Issa Bamos by Shiloh, l'chayah, there was no machne Yisrael. So maybe there should be an Issa. The Torah defines the criteria of the Issa of Shechut Echutz is that there has to be a machne. There was no machne. So the first 14 years Klai Yisrael came to Yisrael, when they were by Gilgul, the Taka was no Machne. There wasn't a permanent Mokum of Ashuras Hashkina, plus there was no Machne, Klai Yisrael was spread out. After that, where's the Machne? So the Mufashim say that the Machne would be after Niskadish Ori Yisrael HaMukofas Choyma. There's another Pasha, one of the prime places of Kvius of Klai Yisrael and Yisrael, was a Mokum of Bote Ori Choyma. Bote Ori Choyma has a separate din. Has Sabedin Lagabi the Pasha of Mechira, when you could be poided, it has a Bazunde Kedusha, and Yerushalayim is the prototype of Machne Yisrael in terms of Achilas Kochim and Achilas Maisesheni, and that's the Mokim is defined by the Chaimois. So after Klal Yisrael settled, after the 14 years, so they built cities, and those cities were Niskadish, give us a Darg of Kedusha called Bote Ori Chaimah, Yerushalayim. Later on, was the Skadish since the Beis Hamikdash was there as the Bayis Ir Choyma. That's the Machne. So, Mamela, there is a Kiyum that did Machnois even after Hukam HaMishkan B'Shiloi. It's an interesting question. There was a period of time before Hukam the Mishkan in a very not permanent way in Gilgal. Shiloh was semi permanent. Gilgal was completely not, it was just Urios. What happened as soon as they crossed the Yarden? So the Machne dispersed. They set up for Mulchama. While they were wandering, a few weeks or whatever it was, until they actually established the place of the Bama Gedoyla in Gilgal, was there a continuation of that period called the 40 years of wandering in the Midbar? So now also there was a Machne. And in the middle, there was an Issa Bomis until the establishment of the Bama Gedoyla in Gilgal or not. That's a subject of discussion. It's another interesting point that's made. Some of the Rishonim have read the Rishonim in Megillah, the long Meshech Chochmah in Parshas Re'eh, where they discuss that it could be that what was missing by when the Mishkan was in Gilgal is that since Klal Yisrael was in a state of Mulchama, the Oroin was not permanently put in the oil moed. That means in the 40 years in the Midbar, the oil contained, what's the Ikka Shem of the oil moed? The Shem oil moed is the place of Isvadus, the place of the Luchos, the place of the Oroin. But the Oroin was not permanently housed in Kufas Gilgal, when Klal Yisrael went out to Mulchama, in that place. The Oren traveled with them into Mulchama. You see this in Sefer Shoftim, by the discussion by the Bnei Eli. They took the Oren, and it was captured by the Plishtim. The whole Arichus over there in Sefer Shoftim. So because of that, some of the Rishonim say that itself made that there was a void in the Kedusha Ba-Gilgal, because it wasn't a full Pesach Oil Moed. We said before, there's Machna, the Pesach Oil says Pesach Oil Moed. It's not a full Oil Moed. Problem is that there's a whole discussion that the Rishonim bring, brought in Soitan and Shkolim, that it could be that there were two Aroinos. There was an Oren that went out to battle, that was the Oren that contained the Shivrei Luchos HaRishonos. The Luchos HaShniyos were housed permanently in Gilgal, they did not go out to Mulchama. If you do that, you're going to have to say something else. So Mei Simcha says, in Meshech Chochman Re'eh, that you're going to have to say lefi that shita that the iset bomois is tolui in kilebos malato alam nuchal valanachlo, and the iset and the heta bomois is only defined by that. It has to be in a mokum of permanence, either nachlo or menucha, and that's why there was a heter only when they were not in shiloi, which was menucha, and Yerushalayim, which was nachlo. Yes, Hashem, the next Mishnah will continue after the destruction of Mishkan Shiloi.